This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The people of the A'raf, people of the heights, I welcome you to Noble Quran Stories. In this story, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will cover a conversation that will take place in the future. We find many stories in the Noble Quran related to the past. Musa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, etc. Then there are also stories related to that exact time of revelation during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The story of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam supposedly divorcing his wives. The story of the slander upon Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So those were stories which occurred during the period of revelation. But our story in this majlis is related to the future, insha'Allah. This is about a conversation that will take place between three groups of individuals. And these individuals, these three groupings, who are they? Number one, the people of paradise, people of Jannah. And they will speak to the people of Jahannam, the people of the Hellfire. And in between them, you find the Ashab al-A'raf, people of the A'raf. So we will find there are four addresses in this conversation. Number one, the people of Jannah will call upon the people of Hell. Number two, the people of the A'raf on the heights, they will speak to the people of Paradise, the Ashabul Yameen, people of the right. And then the people of the A'raf, they will speak to those who are in Jahannam, those who are in the Hellfire. And lastly, the people of Hell, they will make an address and a plea to the people of Paradise. Let us begin bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, Surah Al-A'raf, verses number 44 to verses number 51. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. And who calls out? The people of paradise, they call out. Who do they speak to? Who do they address? They address the people of the hellfire. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. This is in the past tense, although this is a conversation which will take place in the future. Subhanallah, the past tense wanada verb is used, but the conversation will take place in the future. Why? It is as if when we are talking to our friends or relatives, we say to them, "The brother, don't worry, the matter, it is as if it is done. It's as good as it's done." That you assure them that it's definitely going to take place. I'm definitely going to do it. It's as if it's already done. It's as if it's in the past. So the point here being that this event will definitely take place. And thus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the past tense verb. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. What do they say to the people of the hellfire? People of Jannah, what do you say to the people of the hellfire? أَنْ قَدَ وَجَدَنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ. We have found the promise of Allah to be true. We are here in paradise. We are in pleasure. We are in happiness. We are having fun. We are in all of this beauty. We are with our spouses and our partners. We have found the promise of Allah to be true. It is haqq. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ. Have you people found the promise of Allah to be true, O you inhabitants of the hellfire? Have you found the promise of Allah to be true? Subhanallah, look at that question. And this is similar to how our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the battle of Badr, when those dead bodies were gathered, he spoke out to them and he said that, "Oh so and so and oh so and so, have you people found the promise of Allah to be true? Because I have found the promise of Allah to be true." And subhanallah, imagine the people of hell when they hear this. Imagine the regret. Imagine how this would be boiling within themselves. They are full of regret. Allahu musta'an. How do they respond? قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They say, "Yes, we have found the promise of Allah to be true. Unfortunately for us, it is true." فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ. And then a caller, an angel as many mention, that the caller calls out, أَنْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. That the curse of Allah be upon who? Be upon the wrongdoers, be upon the oppressors, be upon the unjust. They were unjust to others and they were also unjust to themselves. They oppressed themselves and now they are in the hellfire. Allah musta'an. Al-la'natullah, the curse of Allah. They are far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in verse 45, Allah mentions, three reasons which via which they earned themselves the hellfire. These people in hell, why did you get yourselves in hell? What did you do wrong? Then Allah mentions, الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They are the ones who block out, they put barriers before the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to turn people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Meccans, remember, Surah Al-A'raf is a Makki surah. And so it's also addressing the people of Mecca. Will you also do as the people of the hellfire did? They turn people away from the path of Allah. Are you also going to do the same? If you do the same, then you will also get the same recompense. الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Number one. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. And they don't want the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Rather, they want a crooked way. They want to find the crooked way. You give them the halal, they want the haram. You give them the legal, they want the illegal. They don't want the Sirat al-Mustaqim. They don't want that which is pure and that which is wholesome. You give them nikah, you know, he wants zina. You give them halal, they want haram. And they also want to find fault in al-Islam. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا. They want the crooked way. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ. And with regards to the hereafter, accountability, hisab, jannah, jahannam, all of these matters, no. We don't accept all of that. We will die and then it's game over. It comes to an end. No accountability or hisab, etc. Allahu musta'an. YOLO. It's that you only live once, and so they just want to merry make. Allahu musta'an. Verse number 46, Allah continues, وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. And between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, there will be a hijab, there will be a barrier. Obviously, we don't really understand these matters. We know that between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, there are light years of distance. So what type of hijab, what type of barrier, Allah knows best. How do they communicate with one another? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I mean, in today's day and age, we are able to have a conversation with somebody across the earth. FaceTime live, you can have a conversation with them. And so imagine in paradise, whatever distance they might be in, they would still be able to communicate with one another. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ. And so there's this barrier between the two groups. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. And then, as many of the Mufassirin state, that on this hijab, on this barrier, on the top of this barrier, there are these rijal, there are these people. These people here, they are the people of the A'raf. Who are the people of the A'raf? We will discuss insha'Allah. So they are not in paradise, nor are they in the hellfire. Many of the Mufassirin state that they are those people whose fate is unknown. They don't know whether they're going to enter into the hellfire or whether they're going to enter into paradise. They're unsure. They don't know. Some ulama, in fact, majority of the Mufassirin state that these are the people who their good deeds and their bad deeds are equal on the scale. SubhanAllah, he doesn't have one extra good deed so that it would weigh heavier on the side of good, so he will enter paradise. Nor does he have one extra bad deed, and so he would enter into the hellfire. It's equal, SubhanAllah. Allahu musta'an. Some of the ulama, or many of them, that is their interpretation. Nonetheless, we will come to that. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. And so on this barrier, at the top of this barrier, there are these people, they are there, and they recognize the people of paradise, and they recognize the people of hell. Remember, Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ. That on that day, the people of paradise, their faces would be brightened and illuminated. And the people of the hellfire, there would be a darkness upon their faces. So the people of the A'raf, they recognize both groups. وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ. This is the second address in this four-address conversation. Now the people of the A'raf of the heights, they call out to the people of paradise. What do they say? Salamun alaykum. They give them salam. Salamun alaykum. That peace be upon you people. Lam yadkhuluha wa hum yatma'un. And when they are looking at the people of paradise, they haven't yet entered paradise. The people of the A'raf, they haven't entered paradise. They don't know. Maybe they will enter. Maybe they will not enter. But they hope, they wish, they yearn that they will enter into paradise, subhanAllah. And that's exactly what they will get. Eventually, as we will see, they will be allowed to enter into paradise, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, don't look down upon any type of good. These people, if they had just one more subhanAllah, just one penny more that they gave in charity, one bismillah that they said extra, they would have been in paradise much earlier, walhamdulillah. And so now, these people of the A'raf, they greet the people of paradise, they look at them, and then they hope that they will eventually enter into paradise. Now, the question is, who are the people of the A'raf? Some of the ulama, they stated that these are the kids, the children who pass away before attaining bulugh, before they are mature. Others said, no, these are the people who had maybe mental deficiencies and they passed away. Others said, no. Rather, they are the mujahideen who went out in fard kifaya jihad, but they did not get the permission of their parents. Others said, no, it's the ulama and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others said, no. Rather, it is those people whose good deeds and their bad deeds are equal. They are equal, and so they are on the A'raf and they are waiting their fate. Remember, time in the hereafter, subhanAllah, one day is like thousands of years, and so they are waiting. Others who said, no, it's the ulama and the awliya, they said because these people are on this elevated position, shows their sharaf and shows their honor. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It seems majority of the mufassireen have gone with the opinion that the people of the A'raf, they are the ones who their good deeds and bad deeds are equal, and thus their fate is unknown, and they are waiting until eventually they are entered into paradise. Walhamdulillah. Allah continues in verse 47. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when their heads were turned towards the people of the hellfire, they didn't want to look. But when their heads were turned towards the people of the hellfire, أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ, what did they say? قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh, our Rabb, don't place us with the people who are oppressors. Don't put us with those who are unjust. Oh Allah, you are the one who is just. Don't put us with those people who are unjust. We don't want to be in the hellfire. Allahu musta'an. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in verse number 48. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالَ يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِالسِّيْمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. This is the third address now. The people of the A'raf, they call out to who? They call out to the people of the hellfire. So remember, first the people of Jannah called out to the people of hell. Then the people of the A'raf called out to the people of Jannah and they gave them their salams. Then they looked at the people of Jahannam. Now they will address the people of Jahannam. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالَ يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They recognize the people of the hellfire. قَالُوا, they said, مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. Then how has it helped you people in any way? How has it availed you people in any way whatsoever? All of your collection in this dunya and your amassing of wealth and amassing of power, your groupings, your coming together, your accumulation, your amassing, all of this here, all of your talking. How did it benefit you in any way whatsoever? And also your arrogance in this dunya, your istikbar, tastakbirun, your kibr in the dunya. Where's all of it now? How's it helped you? How's that going for you? Allahu musta'an. So they address the people of the hellfire. And then they also say, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. And these people who are in the paradise, you people said that Allah will not show them any mercy? These people? The people of Jannah, you said about them that Allah will not show them any mercy whatsoever? Now, you used to make fun of them. Now what do you have to say about this matter? You are the ones who are in the hellfire, and they are the ones who are in paradise. Allahu musta'an. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ. So, this address is to the people of the A'raf. أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ. Enter into paradise. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. There is no fear upon you people. Your fate is now known. You enter into paradise. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ And you will not grieve. You will not be saddened in paradise. There's no room for any sadness in paradise. Walhamdulillah. That's verse number 49. Then Allah continues. This is the now fourth address in these few verses. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ The people of the hellfire, they are making an address now. Who are they speaking to? They are speaking to the people of Jannah. Remember? Now the A'raf have also entered into Jannah. So it's only the people of Jahannam and now the people of Jannah. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ Please give us a little bit of water. Pour down some water upon us. And the ulama state, based upon this, it shows that Jannah has an elevated position and Jahannam is much, much lower. And so the people of Jahannam will ask the people of Jannah, please, please, pour us some water. Give us some water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you people. And afidu alayna min al-ma o mimma razaqakum Allah. Give us some water or give us of anything that Allah has given to you people as risk. This shows us that one of the means of punishment in the hellfire is what? Is hunger. The people of Jahannam will be suffering due to hunger. They want some water. They want anything that the people of Jannah can give to them. SubhanAllah. And the first thing they ask for is water. And the best sadaqah you can give is also water, insha'Allah. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ Imagine hearing that response. Imagine the people of Jahannam hearing that response. Imagine the despair, SubhanAllah. What do the people of Jannah say to them? قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this matter here haram upon the disbelievers. You're not going to get any water. You're not going to get anything whatsoever. All of this is haram upon the disbelievers. That you've disbelieved, you might have said, yeah, Allah is my creator, etc. But where was your worship of Allah? Where was your acknowledgement? Where was your submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ and your qualities, your sifat, your description in the dunya was what? You people of the hellfire. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا You people took the matter of religion, took the matter of the deen as play, as amusement, as diversion. You are busy merrymaking. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا And the life of this dunya, it deceived you. You got deceived 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, your bank balance, your car, your small house, your big house. You were deceived by all of this here. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ And today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forget them. Forget them here meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to show them any mercy. كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا Just like how they forgot this meeting on this day, just like how they forgot the hereafter, they didn't bother about the hereafter, like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day will forget them. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ And with regards to our signs and our ayat, and the rusul of Allah, and the signs of Allah, and the books of Allah, all of this here, what did they do? They denied them, they rejected them. And so on this day, يوم القيامة, what mercy do you seek? Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we saw four addresses in these few verses. We learnt about the people of the A'raf. They will enter paradise eventually. But at first, they were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And it's unknown at that time what their fate would be, subhanAllah. We also learn, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, two descriptions Allah gives in these few verses with regards to the people of the hellfire, that they turn people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were looking for that which was crooked and they disbelieved in the hereafter. And then in the second description verse, Allah mentions, they took the matter of religion, they took the matter of Islam as play and as amusement, and they were deceived by the life of this dunya, and they denied and rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people of paradise. That we enter into paradise without being part of the A'raf. We enter directly into paradise, insha'Allah. Some lessons we can pull out from these few verses. Number one, that we should race to do good deeds. That if you are invited to any type of good, then answer the call and respond to it, insha'Allah. What? Look at these people, the people of the A'raf. They would wish, they would hope that they had just one extra good deed, subhanAllah. And thus we should also not look down upon any type of good deed. Smiling to the face of your brother, donating anything small, 1 pence, 2 pence, a date, anything at all. Number two, we should make a lot of tawbah and try to rid ourselves of all of that excess sin. We don't want a situation where on Yawmul Qiyamah, our good deeds and our evil deeds are equal. Let us rid ourselves of those sins and let us put onto our bank balances more of good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from Ashab al-Jannah, not from the Ashab al-Nar, and also not from Ashab al-A'raf. We want to go to Jannah directly without any diversion, insha'Allah. Hayyakumullah. Until we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.